Let the church say amen. Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. It's so wonderful. Happy New Year to all. It's so wonderful to see all of you on this first day of this brand new year. The first day, the first month of this brand new year. You know how every year, at the end of the year, the news people go through the stories of the people we've lost during the year? Well, guess what? We were not a part of that group. And for that, we ought to be eternally grateful and thankful. Because our name could have been called and added to that list. And then with the number of killings going on, murders, shootings going on in this city, we ought to be even more grateful and thankful. And if you can't find anything to be thankful for the Lord to or for, you simply ought to say thank you because you allowed me to say thank you. God is good. All the time, God is good. This morning, the scripture was read for your hearing from the Hebrew book, chapter 12, verses number 1, 2, and 3. We shall revisit them in a moment, but first, let us go to God in prayer. O Lord, our God and our Heavenly Father, we are thankful this morning that you brought us over into a new year. Father, we may not make it through this entire year, but we're so thankful that we were allowed to see the beginnings of it anyway. We're thankful that you have privileged us with this opportunity that the first day of the first month in this new year, it is your day, O Lord, and we are just here to praise and give and sing praises and to give praises to your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Father, we have been blessed. We are so blessed that we cannot sometimes express it. We simply can say thank you, and for that we are eternally grateful. We're praying for this congregation, Lord, and all the congregations of the Church of Christ that are holding up the bloodstained banner of Christ. But especially for this local congregation, its leaders, as well as its members, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you that we were not listed among those who have gone on ahead of us. But we know that our day shall come, O Lord. And we just pray that we can be ready and watch out and waiting because we know it's coming. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray and thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who because he went to yonder's cross, we have an opportunity at the tree of life. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, for you did not have to, but you did anyway. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us food for our stomach and drink for our thirst. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of those that we are missing today because they are sick or shut in, or maybe they had to work. We just pray that if it be your will that you bring them back together with us at the next appointed time. We pray for those who may be traveling today that their travels may be found safe and secure, O Lord, whether by plane, by boat, or by highways. We just thank you, Lord. Father, we are so thankful for so many things. And Father, we just know that without you, none of this is at all possible. So we're just thankful, Lord. Father, we pray for those who are without this morning, those who are without food, shelter, or raiment for their bodies. We just thank you, O Lord. We're so thankful, Lord. And Father, we just pray and ask you to bless us as we move on into these services this morning. We pray for that the things we do and say might be found favorable and acceptable in thy sight. Father, when all is said and all has been done and our name is on the register to be called, we just pray for a home with thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Christian race this morning is what we're going to talk about. The beginning of another new year has arrived, and God has been gracious enough to let us see it. Now, what do we do? What do we do in it? We must realize that we must concentrate on this Christian race we are in. I believe we can start the new year off by learning a few pointers from the Word of God. Not only should we learn a few things, but we should put them into practice. Nothing could make our new year more satisfying than to be in the service of the Lord. We can start by becoming learners, and we can achieve that by which we have learned. The first thing, let us read the text. Hebrews chapter 12, starting at verse number 1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest we be wearied and faint in your minds. So the first thing we need to do is shed some weight. The first thing we must do is to lay aside some weight from our lives. Many Christians are beset with heavy weights, and no one can run a race being bogged down with weights. When we get in a race, we are in a race. We are running a race to win. And I hope you're all running in this Christian race to win. Some of these weights are things like self-control issues. So many are worried about something that we have no control over anyway, but we still worry still. We worry about money. And I may as well tell you right now that none of the worrying you do will pay any bill that you need to pay. It never will help you pay anything, as a matter of fact. Some of us are weighted down with troubles and problems other people put on us. Just as our text tells us, we must lay aside these weights and these sins which so easily beset us and run with patience. If we are lying, we need to stop lying. If we are stealing, we need to quit stealing. If we are full of lust, hate, anger, and jealousy, we must quit and become patient with others as well as ourselves. We must adhere to the Word of God. Patience is to wait upon God to answer our prayer, allowing Him to open the closed doors and allowing Him to work out things for us. As impatient as some of us are, we must make it to heaven. We must learn that if we are to make it to heaven, we are going to have to follow God's instructions. Do we remember Nicodemus in John chapter 3? In John chapter 3, we find Nicodemus looking for an answer to a question. Jesus answered him in John chapter 3 in verse number 3. He taught him how he must be born again, told him how he must be born again. We need to seek in this new year, if we didn't know Jesus in 2016, we need to get to know him in 2017. We should strive to make 2017 the year we run this race seeking Jesus. The second thing we must do is we must learn to eat right. To stay in the race, one must stay on the right course. We need to keep the I want to win attitude. What do we want to win? We should be striving to win heaven as our finish line. An athlete must eat the right foods to maintain proper health and to keep up his stamina. A Christian must also make sure he helps and keeps fit. He must try to eat the right things for our bodies and put the right things in our bodies. In Jeremiah chapter 15 in the verses 16, The Bible says, Jeremiah was speaking to God. He says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And the words were unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." Studying and digesting God's word can bring joy to Christian's heart. We must learn to be filled with the word of God. Jeremiah was having troubles and personal issues with his enemies, and he was asking God to handle his troubles. When it comes to our particular persecutions, we can ask God to help as well. We must become like Jeremiah and eat the word of God. And I don't mean we have to literally eat the Bible, but we need to study it that it may become spiritual food for our bodies that will give us strength and knowledge to help us to ward off evil and help us to be strong in the Lord. While we run this race, we need to remember that others are watching us. Look at verse number 1 in Hebrews 12. "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses." There are witnesses who are watching us. God is watching us. He's watching over us. Other believers are watching us, especially weaker ones. And of course, Satan is watching us closely, watching us for any signs of weaknesses. We must learn to stay in shape while we run this race. Otherwise, we might be hindered. Do you remember Peter, who was hindered by Satan in Luke chapter 22, when Jesus told him Satan wanted to have him that he may sift him? It matters how long one is hindered. So what are we to do when we are hindered? Well, we need to study our Bibles, respect it, and most of all, obey it. We need to commit to stay in the race during the new year and every year thereafter. After 2 Corinthians 13 and verse number 5 tells us, "Examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self." Look at verse number 2. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Now, Jesus paid his dues down here while he was here on this earth. But he paid them for us. He wasn't paying for himself. He needed no dues to be paid. It was Jesus that died for us. And he shed his blood for us. All because God loved us so. Then, this is the one part here where I think we need to let somebody in our families maybe know about. We need to attend church more often. Now is the time to make up your mind that this year is going to be the year I attend church more often, so that I may stay a part of this Christian race. It tells us, as I just read there, that we need to look unto Jesus. And what better place can we find Jesus than in his church? And for some of us, the church is as close as that we may come to getting to see a Bible. The one that's in the pews I speak of. Because some of us don't have Bibles at home. Some of us may not have Bibles at home. Without the church, we can find ourselves open to Satan. The church is where we can be taught the word of God, where we can be taught how much the Lord really loves us. The Bible will allow us to read the word of God, but it is through the church where we put on Christ through baptism. We need to make up in our minds to run this Christian race, and it begins with attending church. Not attending only when there is a wedding or a funeral. Not only attending the few days out of the year, like Easter and Mother's Day, but there are other Sundays in the year that we need to attend church as well. If I wanted to make the church better, and many of us we're guilty of this. We've got all kind of logical reasons, or at least they're logical in our minds, why the church is not doing any better than it is. Well, if you want the church to do better, you must be like the Christians in Acts 2 and 1, where they were all in one accord. Not only come to church, but to participate and stop complaining. Stop complaining about the song leader who doesn't sound right when he sings certain songs, unless you are helping him by doing your part, according to Ephesians 5 and 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. If you're not doing that, stop complaining about the song leader. No, it's not. We all owe the Lord our best in this new year. We need to stop blaming others for things that may be our own fault. In 2017, let everyone know that you want to run in this Christian race with endurance and sincerity. In other words, get in the race to stay or step out of the way so others can get in. Let others know I am laying aside the excess weight, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, I don't need to tell you how much we need the Lord during these troublesome times. Yes, 780-some folk were killed or shot during this past year. And you know something? All that people, the officials, the politicians can say is, we got to do something. Well, we all need to do something. We all need to pray more often. I'm sure that any of us that pray often enough can still pray a little more. I don't need to tell you how much we need the Lord during these troublesome times, for you already know how God can be our help in times of storm, or how much we need an anchor to steady us in these uncertain and unstable times. Nor do I need to tell you how much of a friend Jesus is to us. Instead, we need to get on board with him, because one day we are going to be called. We are going to leave this life. We are going to need someone who can go with us all the way through and beyond the grave. And that someone is Jesus Christ. Now is the time to come to the knowledge of him who is and who can be there for us when mama and daddy can't be there, when husband or wife can't help us. We need someone who can take us all the whole way. Mm-hmm. Who is that? That's Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. Mm-hmm. Let us get in the race this new year. Run like the end is coming, for I don't know when, but I know it is coming. We need to get ready. We need to be ready. We need to stay ready. For we know not the day nor the hour when he shall come, but he shall come like a thief in the night. For we are like grass grown up in the morning and then cut down in the evening and withered away. That's why I like the words of that song, I'll fly away. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away. God shall take care of those who run this Christian race with patience. Mm-hmm. I know some of us may not be able to run literally because our legs, our knees, or our feet won't allow us to. But we can do what the Lord asks of us by living right and doing right. I know I can't run like I used to, and I'm not even going to try. But I got enough sense to know that if I'm studying the Word of God and it tells me to run, it doesn't mean that I literally need to get out there and run, but I need to stay in the race. Look at the text, what it says again in verse number 1, and I'll reread them all. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. See, notice that word there, let us run with patience, the race that is set before us. Mm-hmm. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest we be wearied and faint in our minds. God shall take care of those who run this Christian race with patience. I know some of us are not able to, as I said a minute ago, are not able to run literally. But you can run by obedience, with obedience, and you can run by doing the will of the Lord. Because heaven is a beautiful place, according to Revelation, where we can drink from the fountain of the waters of life, where there will be the tree of life. There shall be no more night and no more pain and suffering. Truly we can say, won't it be wonderful there if we run this Christian race that we might win the crown of life. Now I know in 2017, as I mentioned to you last week, we all make those resolutions, don't we, church? I know some of you didn't say anything. But we all make those resolutions. And most of them have to deal with, I'm going to get prettier next year or this new year. By getting prettier, you're talking about losing weight. And most of us want to lose weight, but we can't stop eating. Now, I tell you something. If you're going to eat, go back to the Bible and remember what Jeremiah said. Eat the words of God. Now, when most of us made those resolutions, and I don't know how many of you made them, but when most of you made those resolutions, you probably were sincere. But about 2 days into this new year, you're going to drop those resolutions. So those resolutions become total lies. And once we settle in our mind that I've lied already, we make another one to cover up for that one. And when we try to cover up for the one that we've already broken, we say, I'm going to keep this one. Few days later, you break that one. And some bold people just try it again and say, I'm going to make another resolution. And I'm going to keep this one this time for sure. I'm going to do my honest best to keep this one. But how many of them have made resolutions to come to church more often? How many of them have made resolutions to serve God better in 2017? You know, this race that we're in is a long race because God has not given us the time or the day nor the hour when we shall be called away. But God is going to call us one day. And it doesn't make any difference if you're ready, but you ought to try to get ready. Because when he calls, you can't run and hide and say, I'm not going to answer. I'm going to pretend I'm not here. Doesn't make any difference. God knows where you're at. He can find you wherever you're at because he knows already where you're at. There's no hiding from God. But if you want to win the crown of life, you want to stay in the race. Now, most people understand an athletic event like a race. They know that if they want to win or be a party to winning the race, they know that they have to stay on the track. Now, there are no rules, set rules for running this race except what's in God's Bible. Now, you must adhere to those rules and live the way those rules prompt us to live. Now, God has not made any rules that might be grievous to us. But I think one thing about that. Sometimes we allow ourselves to be caught up in stuff. And when we get caught up in stuff, we forget about the rules and the regulations of God. Some of us do. Now, when we lose sight of those rules and those regulations, we have trouble on our hand. And you know, life is full of troubles anyway. Wasn't it Job that said, man that is born of a woman is but a few days and full of trouble? Now what you need to understand is that you can't get out of this race without having a few problems. Because you're in the race and you're running it in the right on the right course, still doesn't mean that you're not going to have troubles. Christians have troubles. The elders have trouble. The preacher has troubles. The membership has troubles. We all have troubles at one time or another. And when we have these troubles, we need somebody we can go to. And if you've been in the race and followed the rules, you'll know that God is there in our times of need. In our times of need, God can help us to get through the stone wall that's placed in front of us. He can help us to get over that mountain that we're standing before. He can help us to get out of the valley and get up to the mountaintop. Isn't that right, church? When I get to heaven, notice what I said, when I get there, I'm trying to get in there. But when I get there, I got a lot of questions I want to get some answers to. And if for no other reason than that, I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there because God is going to ask me some questions one day. And He's going to ask you some questions as well. He's going to question us about what we did and why we did what we did. Especially when they were the wrong things to do. And I know that sometimes wrong seems like it should be the right way, but it's not. When you look at the big picture, wrong is never right, and the old saying is two wrongs won't make a right. Well, I can tell you one wrong won't make a right. I can tell you that God is willing and God is able to deal with us in our way. The way that we are, if we come to Him just as we are. Now I know that sometimes when we look around us, things have become so awful, and as we age, I talk about aging a lot because that's where I'm at. When we age, I just told Brother Hall a few minutes ago, welcome to becoming older. When I look at things that I used to do that I can't do anymore. See, when I cross Stony Island, I have to wait till all the cars are a long way back because I'm not running. So I know that I'm not moving as fast as I used to. As a matter of fact, if you notice, when I go up these stairs, I don't go up these stairs like I used to. I notice that when I'm at home, I think of something that I want and I go to get it, but then when I get there, I don't remember what I want. I know that when I sit down at the table to eat, I used to have a big plate in front of me. But I know I need to lay off the big plates now, because once you get that weight on you, it's not coming off as easy as it went on. But I know that in the will of God for my life, He already knows where I'm going and when I'm going to get there. But I don't. So I need to live the way that I think God wants me to live, by the instructions in His Bible. And if I live by the instructions in His Bible, then, and just maybe then, God will take into consideration that I was human after all. Now, when I consider that God is all-knowing and all-seeing, what can I do to get away from God seeing me? What can I do to get away from God knowing what I'm doing right now? Wasn't it David who wrote somewhere in the Psalms, if I go to the bottom of the sea, you know where I'm at. It wasn't it David who said, if I go up into the clouds, He knows where I'm at. God knows all about us, and in 2017, we need to make sure that we're on the right track and we're doing the right thing. So this Christian race, this is a race. And we need to make sure that we're running it by the rules of God. Now, I know your rules may say something different than God's rules, but your rules are not right. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. Now, when I get a little further down the line in this life that I'm living, I'm so thankful that God has allowed me to be here as long as he has. I'm living on what's called borrowed time now. I'm at the point where I've made my quota, but now I'm counting on God to get me through. If you understand what I mean, you can just say to yourself, thank you, Lord. If you don't know what I mean, catch me at the back door and I'll explain it to you. But in the meantime, we all want to stay in this race that we're running in 2017. Get in the race if you haven't been in it. Get in it to stay and stay in it all throughout this, as long as this year that God gives you. Now, I don't know if I'm going to make it till the end of the year, and you don't know if you're going to make it till the end of the year. But the one thing I do know, God knows. He already knows where I'm at in my life. He already knows where you're at in your life, how much time you have left. Because God only knows that. I wish I knew, then I could be a better Christian in the future than I've been in the past. And oh yes, I'm not saying I've been a bad person, but I haven't always been a good person either. I was young, so you know what I mean. I was there when I shouldn't have been there. I was here when I shouldn't have been here. And I was all over the place when I shouldn't have been. But thank God he has allowed me to live through it, and I come full circle now. And 2017 is the year you ought to come full circle too. You ought to say, God, allow me to stand in this race, get in this race, and to stay in this race. Allow me to shed some of the weights that I have by shedding those sins that I have. Allow me to eat right and eat and digest your word and bring joy to the heart. And then let me attend church more often on Sundays, when Sunday rolls around. You know, some of us ought to be knocking on the door of the church on Sunday morning. Before it opens, we ought to be here. Some of us ought to be out there with a ringing the bell and knocking so that we can make sure that we get in. But nevertheless, God knows already. God will keep us as long as he wants to keep us. And God only knows. So let us consider this race that we're running. We're all running in this race. There's no, I'm going to win this and you're going to lose this. We can't make that calling. We've just got to run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our salvation. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do for me. Thank you for what you did for me in 2016. Now bless me in 2017, Lord, as I move forward in this life, in this race. Ask God that in your prayer. And by all means, pray more in 2017. This city, if you live in this city needs help. And I can understand the politicians just keep talking and going around in circles. I can understand that because it's out of their hands. We need to put it in God's hands now. Anytime as many folk have been shot and murdered, it's beyond our control. And we must do something. And somebody needs to go to God in prayer this morning and ask God to help them. And thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for me once again. And now, how do I become a member of the Lord's body, the Lord's church, the Lord's body, Jesus Christ? You come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. But if you've already made those steps, but somewhere you went astray, you need to reclaim and proclaim God. The 2017 is the year I come to you, O Lord, and stick with you and stay with you and run this race with patience, Lord. Give me that strength, O Lord, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
Number 454. What can...